Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. It's startling how such widely diverging statements are made from two different camps using the very same data. But such is certainly the case when interpreting the data provided by fossils. So let's talk about fossils for a while. Fossils are remains or traces of once living organisms. When something dies, it's usually eaten by something else, a predator or a bacteria, and is soon gone. So in order for a fossil to form, there must be a way to preserve the remains of animals or plants for a time. This occurs most often on the bottom of bodies of water, oceans, lakes, and rivers. When an animal or plant dies in or falls into the water, the remains are sometimes covered up quickly by sediments, mud, peat, or something like that, and the sediment forms a protective covering. Up-to-date literature on the subject seems in agreement that fossil beds, where fossil beds show up on a large scale, are produced by sudden events such as floods and volcanoes. Over the centuries, the sediments around these remains harden, converted into rock. The dead animal or plant remains decay, leaving an empty space inside the sedimentary rock. Minerals filter down into the space and harden to rock, forming a shape just like the animal or plant. This process is called fossilization. We're going to need to try to picture ways that this can happen by looking at the common types of fossils. Replacement fossils are those whose original plant or animal remains slowly dissolved and were replaced by minerals. When this process occurs, the chemical composition of the fossil has been changed. You can see the result of this process in a piece of petrified wood, for example. Similarly, permineralization is the term used to describe the process by which water which contains dissolved minerals, called ions, like silica, calcium carbonate, or iron, circulates through cavities and pores in a plant or animal, which were once occupied by veins, nerves, etc., and fills these cavities and pores with minerals. As we over the next several sessions study fossils, if we remain open to personal discovery, we may learn a thing or two and, in the process, gain some degree of understanding regarding this world around us and its testimonies. When Joshua discussed with the elders plans for crossing the Jordan, he instructed that each elder place a large stone, taken from the river floor, on his shoulder and make a pile on the other side. Why? Joshua explained, as recorded in the fifth chapter of his book, quote, "Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever." End quote. That is what the fossils are, a testimony, and as you will see, an embarrassment for empty evolutionary dogma, and a record and testimony to us of the power, grace, beauty, and judgment of our God. So till next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.